over the last year, I mean, I couldn't help but notice the picture there at the casket of the president's service dog, Sully. Great name. And the dog clearly sad. His job there is done. He'll go to Walter Reed now and assist. But he was helping the president get through the death of his spouse after 73 years, Barbara Bush. And why is it we see this so often with people who have been married and together a long time, that one spouse, whatever their health, will quickly follow another? The psychological reasons behind this that tie into the physiological. Let's visit this morning with the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio at Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you. And I do believe that our topic fits here because President Bush, even though he was older, quite a bit older, losing his wife 8 months ago, and
right.
Now he has passed on, and he certainly strongly believes that he will be with her. But it really is true. There is a phenomenon, really. You've got the widowhood effect, it's called, dying of a broken heart, where within a period of time after a spouse dies, that the other spouse, often due to anxiety, depression, stroke, heart attack, whatever, these things occur, loneliness, the person just passes on. And even within the first 3 months after the death of a spouse, there is a 30% greater enhancement, 30-40%, that a person will die as opposed to a comparable person who is still with a spouse. So there's little doubt that the loss of a spouse, particularly later in life, can be enormously difficult and can even lead to death after the divorce of the beloved spouse.
Is there a tie-in to how long, people have been together? I mean, they were together for 70, not counting courtship.
Yeah,
not even
years.
Counting the courtship. But he had just emerged from his service and near-death experience in
yes.
World War II. And so many guys were coming back and getting married. At that point, we were about to start the baby boom, and so were they, with the Bush family, clearly. So what is it about people who've stayed together that long, though, that makes them both unique individuals but almost inseparable until they separate?
I think that case is probably, by most standards, very, very unique. But
yeah.
I think people that have been together 30, 40, 50 years— it happens anytime. I mean, anytime there's a death of a spouse, that's always whenever you look on a stress index, that's always way towards
sure.
the top. But if you're with a person, you're used to sharing a life together, you're used to doing things together, each looks after the other. And then when one dies, it's a huge hole. And that particularly occurs if a person doesn't have family or friends to interact with, they don't have any spiritual support, if they don't begin to continue to take care of themselves, because people just, unfortunately, when that occurs, they just kind of let go. They often let go and just kind of mope around and really feel lost. I've seen it many times, Dave, in my work, that this will occur. A person just doesn't want to go on. They just feel depressed. They feel lost, and it doesn't matter who's around, even in some cases, and they just wanted to join their mate. I know just a few years ago, there was someone I was working with, and every night he would say goodnight to his wife who had died, because he believed that the person was really still there in spirit, and they were just in process of getting back together. In fact, I just talked to someone on the phone a while ago who felt that he was communicating with a lost spouse. So I think these things, it is hard, very, very difficult, and it is critical that the person, after this happens, that people do come around, people do be supportive, and even call, even if the person says, oh, I'm fine, don't work under the assumption that that is true.
Okay.
I try to be as helpful as you can.
Yeah, but I guess respect them if they give you
yes.
limits, say, I'm not going to cross that barrier. Does therapy help? In this instance,
yes,
do you think?
I think it can help. The sad thing I've seen, though, is yes, it can help, but there are people that really don't want to be helped. They're really ready to move on. I mean, these are often older persons, but they really just want to join the other person. And back on your other point, I'm not talking about pushing. I'm saying if you're a family member
yeah,
and you love
sure.
and you care for somebody, just coming around saying, oh, if they say don't come around, but don't work under the assumption they say I'm doing fine, that doesn't mean that you don't want to make sure you reach out and drop by and keep in communication.
Sure.
And I also indicate, I think it's good for people to remember and cherish the past, but they need to find new things to do or accomplish goals from the past that they've never begun or they've never finished. So, and you also can't let someone else determine how you're going to grieve. You know, you have to work that out, you know, as you feel appropriate. I think also, though, if you're a spiritual person, you do want to really get in close contact with your beliefs in God. You can work with a minister. You can work with a friend. It's having a support system, Dave. You know, it's kind of amazing how many couples, really, they are their support system. They may see others and do things, but they really, over the years, they so bond that they really share. And then when the person is gone, it's just an astonishing loss for the person. And then I think we need to encourage, if it's someone we know and love in that situation, to, if they do want therapists to meet with, if they want to be going into a church setting, if they're not feeling well physically, that they do check, you know, with their medical doctor, because strokes and heart attacks are unfortunately some of the common outcomes of a broken heart or someone who's severely depressed and really down. Medications can be helpful too. So it's a hard stew, if you will, of emotions, both from a physical point of view, in terms of that outcome, the emotions that come from physical, and they kind of run together, the physical, the emotional, the symptoms. So it's very, very critical that we, those of us that aren't going through that, even if we've lost a loved one, that we do work with the person. I knew when my mother-in-law had died here just a year ago, it was been difficult on those of us, particularly when she lived with us, those of us that loved and cared for her, that you have to move on and just do the best you can while you're here. And if you believe you'll be together, good. And regardless, it's important that you cherish those memories and you don't push them out. You remember them and you love them and you live in the present and you move forward, but you don't want to let go of what had been wonderful, beautiful, remarkable, unforgettable moments and feelings and experiences in your life.
Yeah, that's very well said. And you find some way to move on if you can. But again, knowing, like what you just said, the instance, though, how often this does happen in long-term relationships, it's something that clearly bears watching if you're a friend or family member. And sometimes people are able to get through my grandsister, who immigrated from Italy, married soon after coming to the United States, and they were married for about 23 years, and then he died suddenly, and she lived for another 64 years. I mean, it was just, and never remarried, because that just wasn't common to happen then, but somehow through her children, grandchildren, found a way to keep, you know, plugging on, and it's amazing how resilient people can be too, but it's a touchy thing, and it certainly is evident here in the death of President Bush. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, something to remember here when we talk about losing a spouse that you've bonded together, and bonding is, of course, part of the great built-in attributes of the marriage as well. It shows that there's a strong marriage, but something to try to overcome here. And of course, drjohnb.com is the website where the podcast will be. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Well, Dave, very good. And also, that was a good summation, I might add. So I'll chat with you shortly, my friend.
Very
Bye-bye.
Good. Very good indeed. And we'll continue our conversation here about the late president with the activities going on today and ceremonies that will begin tomorrow in Washington. Of course, conclude Thursday in College Station, Texas. This is the Morning Wake Up on your Tuesday, fourth day of December, 1320 WILS.